Today's daf is daf tzadi tes. We got to the bottom of tzadi chesam and beis in the middle of the discussion. And the Gemara had been trying to figure out if the shliach is being mosif al devarav, if he adds on to what the mishalech sent him to do. So we saw an example, the mishalech sent him to buy a piece of land, and he bought two pieces of land. Is that considered mosif al devarav? The first piece of land is good, the second piece of land is no good, it's not a good sale, or we view that as the entire purchase, and the entire sale, it's mavir al devarav, it's going to be a bottle, the entire sale. We had a discussion yesterday about the chaticha and the me'ila. So Gemara is bringing another raya. This is around seven lines up from the bottom. Tashma. Hayisa ksuvasa mana. Let's say she was owed in her ksuba, she was owed 100. Umachra shava mana vidinar bimana. She takes a property that's worth 101 and she sells it for only 100. Because she's owed 100. She only sells it for 100, but she sells below the market value of this property. Machra bato. This sale is no good because she took away from the Yisomim. Remember, all the property that she's selling is really that of the Yisomim. She cannot cause a loss to the Yisomim, so she caused there to be a loss of one dinar to the Yisomim. So this is a batel. This is in Mechir's batel. So Gemara explains, My lab dezavin shavin mana v'dinar bimana v'dinar. Is it not a case where she sells a property worth 101 for 101? Right, so I guess they're changing they're re-understanding the brisa. Yeah. Let's see if Rashi explains this.
What is our Mishnah?
This is
about our Mishnah.
Right, so it's that changing.
There's a Trui Machlok or something in our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Shimon.
But as David pointed out, they're changing the Girsa.
Yeah, they're changing the Girsa, but then it would make no sense because she sold it for what it's worth.
Right, so let's
finish the Gemara. Maybe.
Right, so the Gemara says again, My lav dezavin shav mana v'dinar b'mana v'dinar, umay b'mana mana shela. And what does it mean, a mana? It's her mana. We'll read Rashi's in a second. I should look at Rashi now. See Rashi, My lav dezavin shav mana v'dinar b'mana v'dinar. This is around 10 lines up from the bottom. Shelo haya b'mana v'dinar shumta. So it wasn't a mistake at all. She sold it for the value of the land. She sold 101 for 101. Umay b'mana dekatani, but doesn't the Mishnah say only mana like David suggested, that the land is only worth 100, means b'mana shela, she took of the 101 property, 100 of it was hers, and a 1 was for the Yisomim, but she sold all that. Kolomar, Rashi explains, b'mana shela, kolomar b'shvil mana shaya la lizgabel macha shavamana v'dinar u'vishavya. So she took a property of 101. Now, even though that dinar wasn't really hers, it was really the Yisomim, but she sold it and didn't make any loss for the Yisomim. That extra dinar, seemingly she's going to return back to the Yisomim, but she still did sell the land incorrectly. And furthermore, we haven't gotten to the end of the Raya yet. Then the Gemara says, Umay afilu. What do you mean afilu? Where's that Lashon of afilu?
The Mishnah says,
even if she returns, the dinar, it's still going to be batel. Yeah. So my afilu, what does it mean if she returns it? Afilu hi omeres ach, says a dinar liyarshim, bedinar mekarkai, even though she says, I'll return that dinar of the yarshim that I sold off to them, I'll give them the dinar, the money back, v'katani macha batel, yet we still see that the mechir is no good. So why? That's a case of being most of all dvarav. She's supposed to sell a property of 100. She sells a property of 101. We don't view it as being the 100's a good sale and the dinar karkar is no good. We say the entire mechira is no good. So it's considered mavir al dvar. When a person adds on, it's being mavir. The entire sale is null and void.
Because the habit means that she sold for 101 what was worth for 101.
Exactly.
It's not that she sold for more or less than it was.
Exactly. It's not a Mekach Tal situation where she sat and mispriced. The price was fine. It was the issue of being most of al Dvarav. She adds on to what she was supposed to do, and we paskin based on this Mishnah that we view that as being Mavir al Dvarav, going against the Mishalech's word, and therefore the entire sale is cancelled, even the first part that she was allowed to sell. Since she added on, we view the entire purchase as incorrect. So that's the initial Raya. And the Gemara responds, two lines from the bottom now, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan Lo Natru Bideozil. The situation, Rashi explained, the very last Rashi in the page here, Bideozil, which means literally cheaper, Umishimhachi Machra Batal De Taosa Shemacha Shavamana Bedina Bimana. This is originally the question that David had, where she sold a property of mana v'dinar, 101, she sold only for 100. There was a loss when she sold it, and that's why it's batel. But maybe Eina Chanami, if she were to sell 101 for 101, the 100 property would be good, the dinar property wouldn't be good, but it wouldn't nullify the entire sale, so there is no raya from our Mishnah either. So now going on the top of Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, continue on this Inyan. So we're saying right now that this part of the, or this ratio of the Mishnah, is Bidoza, where she sold a property of $101 for only $100. She sold under, she undersold. So asks the Gemara, how mid the Seifa Bidoza? If the Seifa, as we'll see in a second, the Seifa of the Mishnah is talking about where she underpriced it, have a ratio Bidoza. Then it tells us probably the ratio is a case where it wasn't underpriced, because it wouldn't make sense to have both the ratio and the Seifa to be situations of being underpriced. So what does the Seifa tell us? How do we know the Seifa is talking about underpriced? So says the Gemara, the Katani Seifa, the Seifa tells us, the top of Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, Hayisak Suvasa Arba Meo Zuz, if she's owed $400, let's say, and Machala Zebimana, she sells to one person a piece of property worth $100. Ula Zebimana, she sells to the second person another $100. And I'm going to add in, she sells a third part for $300. Uli Achron, and the fourth person, she sells the Yafe Manar Vidinar, Bimana Shal Achron, Bimana. She sells a piece of property, the last one, $101, for only $100, so she has her full payment. But this very last sale, she sold for under what it was worth. She sold, again, a property of $101 for only $100. And the Mishnah concludes there, Shel Achron Machra Batom. The last sale is no good because she underpriced it. However, the Shel Kula on the first three sales were Macham Kaim, were a good sale because it's 100 for 100.
What is the Yafim Mane Vidina? What is the Yafim comes to?
The worth. The actual worth, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your face worth.
That's the expression, right?
Yafim, yeah, I think so.
Meaning the market price.
Shel Achron Yafim.
Yeah.
But here the Mishnah really coming to teach us that the first three are okay. That's what the Mishnah is.
Yeah. True.
Not for. It's not that it's repeating the case.
That I think might be the Gemara's conclusion.
Okay.
But at this point, at least the Seifa, the context is a situation of underpricing. So it wouldn't make sense to have both the Seifa and the Reisha to be talking about the same situation. It would be repetitive. So the Gemara says, so that's the initial question. So if the Seifa is Bidozo, we can't be Mokim the Reisha Bidozo where it was underpriced. So that rejected that answer we said before. The Gemara says, lo, Reisha is Seifa Bidozo. It's very possible that both the beginning and the end of the Mishnah are both situations where she sold for under the actual value. The Seifa, why repeat the same idea? The Seifa, HaKamash Malan, Taima Deozo Bidiyasme. The Seifa is telling us because it was underpriced from the perspective of the Yisomim. Ava bidida macha kayim. But with respect to her, it's a good sale. So what's that saying? Say Rashi. See Rashi, the top Rashi?
The first three.
Right. So the Ozi, Rashi says, the Ozi, the top line, the last word, the Ozi, bidiyasmi shelo hayala od alem klum shiv achron ta'asa. That she did not have any more on them because she made a mistake on the Achron. I'm not sure what I'm reading just yet. But then Rashi says, Aval Bedida, with respect to her, Kigon Shetasa, Eitel Echa Menarishonim. If she had made a mistake one of the first sales, Shayah Hatas Aleh, Shere Yeshla Od Legavos Ulimchor Mehen Machakim, where she has more outstanding debt to collect from them. Deino Na Bekakalos Bekoshken Shein Kan Shir Ona. Aha. Okay, it's about Ona with respect to Karkalos. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, but most hold that there ain't Ona with Karkalos, right?
Exactly. We pass an Ona with Karkalos. There might be, the Rishonim say, that maybe there's some threshold, but what he's trying to say is that only with respect to the last property that's being sold is there an issue of Mekachtalos. But the first few properties that are being sold, there would not be a problem of underpricing because there's no Ona b'Karkalos. There's no set value to land. It's always fluctuating. So why is that the case,
though? Why the fourth one?
Yeah, why the fourth one? That's the question. I'm trying to figure that out now. Let's see.
And I'm sure there's a price. And if she sold the Karka less than it's worth, but that what was she diverse to in regards to the original price, so there's not a problem. It's her lost. But it's her lost, not the Itomim lost.
Uh-huh.
And the fourth one was worth more, and she sold for less, and therefore there's an offset to the Yitomim.
So what you're saying, let's say the first one she sold 101 for only 100. So that was, she has still more to collect. It's her own loss because she still has other. But if it's her last one that she's collecting, when she takes that property worth $101 for only $100, that extra dinar property is not her right anymore. Yes. It has to be the Yisomim's. The first three where there's still more outstanding it's still her own.
So the question is, let's say she's a bad coin and she was supposed to get $400, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say she sold what each one was a money, and she sold it for 95. For 95. So we say that the last one she should only get 100 because what she lost is hers. So we say that that's
yeah.
a shot.
Yeah.
That she cannot make up for what she sold
exactly.
for the first one.
But if it's the last one, now she's causing loss.
Hurting the atonement.
Exactly. So that's what we're learning from the Sefer. So let's read that inside the Gemara again. So again, lo, reisha v'sefer b'de'ozel. Both cases are where she underpriced it. V'sefer ha'kamash v'lan, the time of the ozel b'de'osmei, only because she caused a loss to the Yisomim. Does the last sale not go through? About b'de'da, with it's a loss to her, machokayim, it's a good sale. The Gemara says, b'had m'de'resha, sh'masmina, but we learn that from the reisha, that same idea, that when the loss is for her, it's a good sale. When it's a loss for the Yisomim, it's not a good sale. How do we learn that? Because it says, ha'yisak suvasa masayim u'machar shavimana. B'masayim, so shava masayim b'mana niskabla k'suvasa. So it says if she had a k'suva worth 200, and she sold a property of 100 for 200, she made a profit on it, or she sold a property of 200 and sold it only for 100, it's a good sale, she collects her k'suva. So we see from here that when the loss goes to her, it's a good sale. She's losing out on these situations. So the same, the Gemara says, no, had you had the ratio only, hasam who istalka la mehai besa legamer.
And if she sends the profit in the profits, so is that a good sale?
It's a good sale.
If she makes profit, it's a good sale. Not, you know, the karka worth for her, she needs to get from the karka mea, and she sold for 105. So the 5 she gives to the itonim, and it's a good sale? It's not...
If she gets more profit than she's supposed to get... So then we haven't seen that case yet.
We didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, she's not allowed to. I think it's that's what we're trying to figure out right now. If she sells more than she's supposed to. No, she makes more than she's supposed to.
No, that was the second case.
Right. If she makes more than she's supposed to.
The second case, right. Oh, if she makes more, okay.
If she sells more property than she's supposed to, so then she's taken away from the sum. If she makes more, the question is if she makes more, maybe that makes the property valued at more than what she's supposed to, maybe the whole thing is batal. It's not really 100, it's really 105 the property, so she sold $5 extra than more she was supposed to. So let's see, so what do you learn from the ratio again? Mao, the same, what would you have thought from the ratio?
That's the first piece of the Mishnah, my friend.
Yeah. But that's because she met what she's supposed to.
It was my time, right.
Right. So Mao, the same, what would you have thought from the ratio alone? There, she removes herself entirely from the basin, meaning she collects her full amount of 200. But here, in the second case, where she sells 100, another 100, another 100 to get to her total 400, maybe this should be a gzeira that since we know the last sale, the first ratio is one sale. It's one and out. The second, the safer is multiple sales. So we just learned that the fourth property that's being sold is null and void. So maybe just like that one's no good, maybe it should be goes even the first properties that were sold. Each 100 should be also canceled out if it's sold for a different, if it's underpriced. As a gzera, let they think that you could sell the last property also for under the value, which would be a cost, a loss to the Yisomim. Kamashra, no. We view each sale, what Ricky was saying earlier, each sale is independent. The first 100 is a good sale. The second 100 is a good sale. It's only the fourth one, which she's underpricing and causing a loss to the Yisomim, do we say it's not a good sale, and we're not goes there to cancel the first sales also because of the last sales. They're all viewed as independent sales. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Ikedami. Another text of this discussion is as follows. Halo Tibarlach. So what's going on here? Where's it coming in? Let's see.
You shouldn't be satisfied with what we learned until now, with the previously sugya.
That's what it says there?
That's what the Hebrew says.
Interesting. Okay.
That's the
lesson.
You shouldn't be satisfied.
That's so funny. How's that also here? They must have taken the words from here. There happens to be a lot of overlap when you read Isiriah. So it says,
"Who was written first?"
Art Scroll. Art Scroll was written first. Yeah.
Can you translate it any other way?
I think art school is genius, the Hebrew.
Yeah?
The Hebrew art school is genius. It's really very, very well done.
But that's interpretation of halo tibalacha. Ikadami halo tibalacha. It's not enough. Tibai sometimes means question, sometimes it means enough. It's not enough. So what does it say in English there?
You need not inquire about this case.
Uh-huh.
Which case? Previous one. Yeah, the one about, we're back to the Shaliach and the Mishaliach.
Uh-huh. No, you shouldn't inquire, Hainu. That's what's talking.
Oh, this topic doesn't mean sipuk, it means suffik here.
This topic, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's to have a suffik.
How is topic?
You have to brush up in your Hebrew a little bit.
That's what I thought.
But I said,
okay, I don't know.
it has to mean here, this topic means lashon sveikas or suffik. Don't have a doubt here, don't have a question.
It's the same thing.
I thought you said satisfy. I thought you said initially. It's also, sipuk also.
Satisfy is sipuk safek. It's a doubt. Yeah. When you doubt, you're not satisfied.
Uh-huh, okay. I guess the English sounds a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay, either way. So, ikadam yahol lo tibalacha. So others say, there's no need to question this at all. What? Heicha da amar lei, when he says to him, zil zavin li litcha v'zavin li kura. So the Mishalech sends him, going back to the question, he sends the shliach to go buy me a litcha, which is half a kura. And he goes ahead and buys a full kura, two litchos. Devade Mosiv al Dvar of Havah. It's certainly being Mosiv, not Mavir, it's Mosiv. And the sale on the first Litcha is good, the second Litcha is no good. Kiti Barlach, when was our question? When was our suffix? Damar Lei, when he says to him, Zil Zavinli Kura, go buy for me a Kura, V'azov Zavinli Litcha, he buys less, half what he was supposed to buy. So, my, now what's the Shaila? Mi Amrinan, what do we say? Amar Lei, the Tavalacha Avdilacha? So he says to him, that which is good for you, you did for yourself. Because if I didn't need the money, I wouldn't be chozer. What's he saying here? Look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't really explain this line so much.
It's
about selling, you're not buying. So he's talking about selling, first of all. I apologize, not buying, selling.
Right, selling, right. That's yeah.
So he says to him, so the Shliach says, listen, I sold for you, I did a good thing for you, I sold for you something.
He says, Zil Likor. He told him to sell one Korah. And he only sold half.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did you a favor.
But it doesn't say for how much. Does it say what he...
That's how much, but let's say he's saying, have I sold you too much? You wouldn't be upset. Maybe, you know, you wouldn't need all that money that I sold it for. Yeah. I sold it for you half. We'll do it little by little. Instead of liquidating everything, let's liquidate little by little.
Right. Maybe if I sold the whole thing, you didn't need the other money.
So again, Amar Leh, the Shliach says to the Mishaleach, the Tavalacha Avdilacha, I did a good thing for you.
I couldn't cancel the sale if it was too much. I couldn't cancel that sale. That's why you should thank me.
Let's say you didn't need all that money that I sold for. Lo matzah hadish, but I couldn't go back. So it's better to slowly liquidate your property. Okay. Oh, duma, or do we say amar lei? He says to them, "Nil nichali de lishe shtari ilai." Or the Mishnah says, "I don't want all these shtaros. One sale, but very clean. To sell my property is 10 different documents. That's overwhelming for me, and I'd rather sell once as opposed to twice." So what's the halacha here? So Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura Toshma. Nasan Ladina Shazav. He gives a Dina Shazav. Amar Lo Havili Chaluk. So he says to Shneach, go buy for me a nice suit. Here's a golden coin. Halach Vehevi Lo B'Shalosh Chaluk U'B'Shalosh Talis. So he goes ahead and buys with a suit for three and another talis for three. So the case is, I guess, a dinar zav is six shlam. You see Rashi? Rashi, dinar shazav, higher up in the Rashi, around halfway down. And dinar shazav, we saw this already before. I think we saw this together. Shave chafei dinarim, kesef. A one golden dinar is worth 25 silver coins. I don't know if that works out at all with the math nowadays in terms of the ratio of gold to silver, but back then 25 to 1 was the ratio. Kedamina b'bahazav. V'heim shisha shlam. It also equals 6 slime. So what happens is the shliach takes we'll call them 6 slime now. V'heivi lo b'shalosh slam chalok. he buys with three of the slime a suit to have a dumya dezavin likurav a zavin litcha. He buys less than what he asked for. He wants to get a fancy suit, and instead he only got a regular suit. So, and then he bought the other, with the other three slime, he bought a talus.
What was the first?
25-1.
Now it's like 14-1.
Okay.
Silver is 16 and gold is like 1200.
Okay.
No, it's less.
It's much less, yeah.
It's 8.
Yeah, it's the difference is 8, but the ratio is nowhere near what the Gemara's time.
No, it's 8 times.
You said 16 and 12, right?
16 and 1200.
16,000 and 1200,
No, $16 and $1,200.
Oh, $16 to 12.
Oh, no, it's more. 1 second. Yeah, no, it's 800 times. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Wow. Silver and gold. Maybe it's a different...
It's how much is silver? $20? Yeah.
He said $16 and gold is $1,200. That makes,
It's 800 more. Not 800, because...
We're talking about both? 100. It's both an ounce?
No, it's 100. It's exactly 100 more. If it's $16, so let's say gold is 1600, so it's 100 times more.
It also could be different that these, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's referring to commodities as gold versus silver as opposed to just a coin, the currency. It might be like a dollar to a penny, right, which is the same ratio, as opposed to
because gold goes by the troy ounce.
I used to sell tons gold a year. You know what is 2 tons of gold? It's 2,000 kilos.
2,000 kilos. A kilo is like $40,000.
Then not in my time. My time was like 5,000.
Now it's like 40,000.
What?
A kilo now.
40,000.
Yeah, because it's today, 32 times 1,200.
32.15 is an ounce.
Yeah.
32 gram. Yeah.
Right.
So,
I never sold any gold. Okay. So what happens here? He tells the shliach to go buy, here's a dinar shazav, which equals 6 slime. Go buy a nice suit for me. Instead, he takes half the money to buy a suit, takes the other half of the money to buy a talus. So apparently he ends up buying that of Hektish. Says the Gemara, the Shnehem Malu, both of them are going to violate Mila. The first one, because he asked for a chalak, and he got a chalak, even though it was a different value. And the other case, the Shliach also bought something he wasn't asked to buy, he bought a talus. So the Gemara explains, now, in this case, where the Shliach doesn't do exactly what the Shliach asked him to do, but he did less, he bought less, so if we still view that as there being shlichas, he still represents the mishalech, that's why the mishalech is still going to get mi'ila. But el iam is mavia dvarf. If you're going to say if the shliach sells or buys, does less than he was told to, it's considered mavia dvarf. Have amai mal. Why is the mishalech going to violate mila? So here we see it's a clear raya that when a shliach does less than he was told to do, he's still considered as representing the mishalech. The mishalech is responsible for what's done. Says the Gemara, no, this case is different. He bought a suit that was very high valued at 6, and he got a great deal for 3. He got what he asked, and he got him a very valuable suit. He got him a nice Zenya suit, but he got it for a great deal, half price off. So therefore, he still does represent the Mishalech. So if that's the case, so why is the Shliach violate? Because he did something he wasn't asked to do. He worked on his own by buying a talus. If that's the case, the Gemara says further, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of that Gemara. What does the seifa of that Brisa say?
So you should have just spent 3
and
slime
give,
and bring back 3 slime.
Exactly.
If you want Hektish.
Exactly. Now, it must be that the money was Hektish. Was the money Hektish or was the suit? Probably the money was Hektish. Yeah, okay.
It seems that the money was Hektish.
Yeah, okay. I think initially I said the suit was, but I think it's the money, yeah.
Otherwise there will be no mail, right? Yeah.
Well, if you buy a property, the suit, only if you wear it, maybe.
How can you buy a suit for
a second? What is a suit? A Hektish suit? I mean, someone has Maktish a suit. He just made it Hektish. Okay.
Kedusha's Mammon, not Kedusha's.
Exactly, Kedusha's Mammon. So just like Kesef. Kesef also is Kedusha's Mammon. Okay. Then the Gemara says, but if this is the case, what we just said about this case of Mi'ila, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of that discussion regarding Mi'ila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bezeh Baal Habayis Lomal. Even in this situation, when the Shliach changes the words, he buys less than he was told to, the Baal Habayis is not going to violate it. But if we just said he bought what the Baal Habayis wanted, he just got a good deal in it, So why is Baal Bayis not violating Mila? Again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Apazeh Baal HaBayis Lomal. Bibnei Sheyachal Omer, Chalak Gadol Ha'isim Mevakesh, V'ata Ha'vesi Li Chalak Katan, V'ra. I wanted a big suit, a fancy suit, and you bought me a small one, one that was worn out. So my Ra, what does Ra mean? Ra B'damim means you bought me a very cheap price, a cheap suit. Damrele, he says, E'aisis Libishis Kol Shkein Ha'veshavet Tarat Yisarit. So I gave you six, so you should have upped the price. It was half price that day. You should have bought me a suit that was 12, worth 12 slime. So why don't you buy that for me? So, Dekanami, Dekatani, and this is quite exact, because it says, Modi Rabbi Yehuda Bekitnis Shishnei Malu. Wait, so we're still along the question. We haven't answered it yet. Dekanami again. Dekatani, it says in the rest of that brisa, Modi Rabbi Yehuda says, Bekitnis, if he sells them to go buy a certain amount of beans, or whatever they are, lima beans or something, so then, Shneim Malu. Both of them are going to violate Mila here. Why? Going on top of Amud Beis now, Shekidnis Bisela, the Kidnis Bipruta. Let's see. The set price of Kidnis is always, the value per bean is always going to be the same. Whether or not there's 6 or 3 or 12, per bean it's always going to be the same. And look at Rashi in the top here. She kitnis besela, he kitnis bepruda, lefi cheshbon prutos besela. The mishum dezavin tve lo mosli gave. Because you buy more, doesn't mean the price of the kitnis is going to be any cheaper. To kin v'asayim v'azav ba'asad demazve bekani, whatever value that is. So what are we saying from all this? We see from here, shema mina, that when Rabbi Huda is referring to, ra means ra bedamim. Okay, so how does this all fit in now? How do we prove that, first of all, and how, what's the question here?
It seems that before we said that the reason why what happened was is he the Baal HaBayis could have told him, listen, I wanted you to buy a bigger suit, mm-hmm. bigger dress, whatever, but you didn't. Here, it seems that the value doesn't change with the amount, so seems that it's the Baal HaBayis is cannot tell him, listen, you should have bought for me, I wanted better quality or worse quality. It's all one thing, no or no?
Well, that's by the kidneys case, but about the Chalak case, I thought he's saying that. Oh, I think the Gemara responded. I made a mistake the way I read it. Aha, that's the answer. Let's backtrack for a second. The Gemara's initial question was, Yehuda says the Baal HaBayis is not mull. Why? Because he says, you bought me a bad suit. Now, at first glance, a bad suit means
smaller,
that the well, no, that forget the response. It means you bought not a 6 slime suit, you bought a 3 slime suit.
Right.
So we initially wanted to say the ratio is a case where he bought a 6 slime suit for a half price. But when his review says, no, the Baal HaBayis is not mull because you bought me a bad suit, it sounds like a bad quality suit. You bought me a 3 slime suit. And whoever responds, no, what is Ramin? Ramin Badam Dumim. You bought me a good suit, but for a cheaper price. So even though you bought me a 6 slime suit for 3, you should have taken the extra thing and really bought a 12 slime suit. So it's not an issue of quality. So this is consistent with what we said before. It is a case of buying 3 for 6. So while the Tanakhama thinks 3 for 6 is going to be, or 6 for 3 really, buying a 6 slime suit for 3, you still are representing the Baal HaBayis according to Tanakhama, because he asked for a 6 slime suit. He says, no, you should have got moved up to the next level of suits once he had a half price off. And the Mara goes ahead to bring a raya that's the case. They were talking about Rabbi Dumim, that in terms of you did bad with me in terms of the value, but not the quality. The quality was good, but you should have taken the money and gotten me a higher quality. And that's the ride that they're being brought from this kidneys case. Because in a case where there's set value, the kidneys has a set price, there they're both going to violate Mila.
Because whether you buy small quantity of kidneys or big quantity of kidneys, the price is always the same.
Right.
שאינה דרך להוזיל מחיר קטניות כשקונים מהם כמות גדולה. לפיכך מודר יהודה שבא לבית גם כן מעל, שכן השליח לא גרם לו שום הפסד ונמצא שעשה שליחותו. שמאמינה. So what are we saying here? That in the case of the kidneys, there's only a single price. Whether you buy a lot or a little bit, it's
exactly
always the unit price is always the same.
But when it comes to
he actually went ahead and he did his shlichus because he bought exactly what he wanted.
Right.
And what did he do? He bought. What's the case of the kidneys?
Let's see.
הלך וקנה זאת בחצי סלע, או בחצי סלע הנותר קנה מן אחר. אוקיי, so he bought, he don't want to buy a sale of kidneys. He bought half a sale of kidneys, and then the other half a sale on another min.
Right. So in that case, even though he bought half price kidneys, because in the case of chaluk, he bought a half price on the chaluk, so Behuda there says the Baal Bayis is not over Mila. But when it comes to kidneys, buying half price kidneys, half of what he asked them to, do right.
Because
the value...
Because he bought exactly what he was asked to.
Right. So just to review again, if someone sends a shliach, I send David to buy me, here's 6 shlam, buy me a suit. So if he gets a good deal, he bought me for 3 shlam, the suit was where, you focus on the suit, I want a 6 shlam suit. Even though the price was less, right. He still represented me. If Huda thinks, no, it doesn't go based on the suit, it'll go based on the money. I gave you 6 shlam, get the best suit you could get for me with those 6 shlam. So if Huda says, if you only use 3 shlam for my suit, so it's not going to be a good representation of me. Do you go based on the chefza, the 6 shlam suit, or based on the 6 shlam, the actual money that I gave you? That's the debate between Rabbi Huda and Chachamim. But when it comes to kidneys, and he only buys half what I asked him to do, he didn't go against my word. He still had the same ratio, the same price of kidneys stayed the same, even though he bought half what I wanted him to do, but the value of the beans were still the same.
Right.
Even according to Rabbi Huda.
Right.
Okay. So now the Gemara says, Hei Chidami. 2 lines from the top now. How are we doing with time? Alright. Hei Chidami. What's this case now of the kidneys? If it's a place where they value it based on the quality of the kidneys, so when he gives them a sella, it's going to be cheaper. Let's see what's that saying.
He clearly didn't have internet.
What?
He didn't have internet at that time.
It seems that they were selling it like while it was still on the field, so it was approximate,
okay,
not precise.
And therefore, if a person buys it for a seller,
you don't know exactly how much you're going to get. I guess
and you probably get more when you buy a larger amount. Yes. If you buy a pruta, so say, oh, here's one for your pruta. If you buy with a seller, they're going to give you a much larger shear.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting. Okay, so the Gemara says. Samara Papa Baasa de Kaili Bikane Bidamarle Kana Kana Bipruta. So what does that mean? Rashi says 3 lines from the top. Kana Kana Bipruta. Imata Chavitz Yoser Shach Od Bekach. If you want more, come and send and take more. Vim Resha. Fine. So therefore what? So what's your Papa saying? It's a place where they sold Mamish the Mida. The Mida was called a Kana. They sold it in exact measurements. And the Shliach says to the Mishaleach, so buy for me a Kana and a Kana Bipruta.
Right, they measured with a stick and they were selling the exact amount.
Right, so he sent them, here's a seller. So however many putas are in a seller, buy me that amount of
each measure
kidneys.
And measure is sold the pruta.
Right.
And then it doesn't affect the amount that you buy. It's always whether you buy a lot or a little bit, it's the same price.
Okay, fine. So that's a bit complicated, some of the math there, not the math, but some of the conversions here. So that's
right,
that
so
Raya.
I'm saying, listen, the fact that I bought you less, you didn't lose any money, because you cannot say, like in the dress, that you could have bought here, whether I bought half or the full amount, it would have cost you per unit the same. So
right.
You didn't lose.
Right. If I send my kid to go to the store, buy me 2 boxes of cereal, he buys 1 box of cereal, he didn't do anything wrong for me. I mean, 1 as opposed to 2.
But if you could have gone to Costco.
Right. Well, that's right. Okay. But if there's like a sale going on and he just, he only, you know, the sale on suits, and he buys one suit. I gave him, you know, $500. He only bought us one suit for $250. I said, you should have bought two suits. If they're for sale, you'd be upset for your son not buying two suits. It was a great deal.
Right.
Fine.
Full second half off.
Right. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Tashma, let's go for another ride. So we're still working within the Shaila of if the Mishaleah, the Shliach rather, buys less than he was, or sold less, whichever the case is, less than he was supposed to. Tashma, whether that's considered Mavir Advarav or Mosval Advarav. So Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma, Hayisak, Suvasa, Arba Meazuz. The woman is owed $400 in her ksuba. Machra Lazeb, Bimana, Lazeb, Bimana, Ulachon, Yafimana, Vidinar, Bimana. So this case of our Mishnah. She sells the first property for 100, the second property for 100, and the third property for 100. Now she's owed one final $100. She sells the final property. Now this property is worth 101, but she sells it only for 100, as we've been seeing. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, shel achron bata, the last sale is bata, v'shel kulon machin kain, but the first three sales were good sales. So we see from here that...
she's like a shliach to the assignment.
She's a shliach, but is this considered doing less than she was supposed to?
She's
owed a kur. She's supposed to sell the whole 400. But instead she sold a smaller amount, 100, 100, 100. So it's that same exact model as a shliach selling less than you're supposed to be selling. So we see from here that the first three, forget the last one. The last one's puzzle, it's bottle for other reasons. The first three sales were good sales. So we see that Shliach can sell less than he was initially, or she was initially told to do. The Gemara explains, the Kadamar of Shisha Bered Ravidi, Bikitina, Hachanabi Bikitini. What does Kitini mean? Says Rashi, Bikitini, Lo, how you saw those halalu yachad, they weren't next to each other. Vein ruin, la demecha, demikar, da daita, da hachin, nasa shliach. They were not all one area, they were spread throughout the country. It was impossible, almost impossible to sell all properties to one person. But if it's all one property that the Mashiach wants him to sell one property, then the Shliach would have to sell the one property as a unit. But only here, since the field is dispersed throughout, it doesn't make sense to sell them all in one shot, and that's why it's permitted to be sold separately in this individual case. The Gemara says, now, Pshita Amar Lechav Lo Lishnayim. Obvious, Rashi says, Pshita Amar Lishlucha, if the Mashiach says to the Shliach, Macher Li Beis Kurk Bishadosai Lechav Lo Lishnayim. He tells the Shliach, sell my land to one person, not to two people. I want just one neighbor. I don't need too many neighbors to fight with. So what happens? V'hamarlei le'echav lo l'shnayim. Amarlei echad stama. Fine. Hamarlei le'echav lo l'shnayim. So you can only sell it to one person. Because that's what he said. Right, see, Rashi says, "Ha'amar la echav lo l'shnayim, v'afilu im tim salomar zavin li kur v'zavin li litcha." Even though maybe, generally speaking, if a shliach sells the one property to two people, maybe it's good. Here's definitely batel. The gali daite the kapida pefushis shtari. Here, the shliach initially said, "I don't want multiple shtars. I don't want multiple neighbors. I don't want multiple purchases or sales." So here, it's definitely going to be a batel mekach. So then, but let's say amalei leechad stama.
Yeah, he didn't say velo lishtayim.
Exactly. He says, sell to one person. Doesn't specify not to two, though. So, what are we to be learned? What's to be learned from this statement? So, Rav Huna Amar Le'echa velo lishtayim. He implies, by saying to one, that's already extra, clearly implies, I don't want you to sell to two. But Rav Chista Rabba by Rav Huna, both of them say, Dami Tevayu, Le'echad v'afi lishtayim, Le'echad v'afi lemer. No. To one person doesn't mean to exclude to two. It means to one and to two and even to 100 if one wants. So Rashi explained, what's the svar for that? It's very strange. Someone tells me to sell property to one person. That's very strange. So why would I be allowed to sell to two? He told me to sit still to one. To Rashi explained, Lechav v'afil l'shnayim, d'lav or chayu d'in shid d'kapti. People are not so mocked with how many people are buying the land. That's how people speak. Go sell property to somebody. Doesn't mean to one person, not to two people, just to somebody. That's the way people speak. We have a cupboard, if he was so he cared so much not to sell to two, have a mefarish leiv lo l'shayim. He would have said, but don't sell to two people. So the fact that he didn't sell, since he didn't say, don't sell to two people, indicates that maybe he's okay with that. So that's the machlokas of Meroim, how to interpret such words. Ikler Rav Nachman, Lasura, Rav Nachman visiting Surah. These two individuals, the Amoraim, who paskin that you could sell even to multiple, they went in to visit Rav Nachman. They asked Rav Nachman what he thought about this halacha. So Amalhu, Rav Nachman responds back to them, Lechad Vafilu Shaim, Lechad Vafilu Lameh. I agree to you that you could sell to multiple buyers. So they say back to Rav Nachman, Afagav de Tosh Liach, even though the Sheikh may have made a mistake, what mistake is this? Rashi says, Afagav de Tosh Liach, Umachar Bezul, Neim Anami de Mechel Kayim. Would you go so far to say that, let's say the Sheikh made a mistake, would that also be a good sale? I'm not sure why that question is there. That seems to be a big difference than the previous question. Let's see. So Amar Lahu, Rav Nachman responds back to them, Detoshliach lo kamina. I didn't say making a mistake. I said selling one land for two people or 200 people, as long as the value is being received by the mocher, it's a good sale. But a mistake? I never mentioned anything about mistakes.
Right. The only thing is he doesn't care if there are more staros, but he does care if he gets less money.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yep, exactly. So, but then they say, wait a second, they're setting him up here. So Rav Nachman, are you really saying that if there was a mistake on the property, the sale, and the value, it would not be a good sale? I'm relieved. V'ho amar mar, ein ona l'karkos. There is no ona when it comes to karkos. Karkos have no set value.
Why are we saying that there is a mistake?
They were just asking questions regarding this. What shliach were to do. So shliach was told to sell to one person, and he sold to multiple people. That's good.
Right.
But now let's say he was told to sell for $1 million and sold it for $900,000.
But that we didn't see.
We didn't see that, no. No, but just on the topic of shliach, an agent selling lands. So Rav Nachman says that certainly won't be a good sale. He underpriced it. So, but then they respond back to Rav Nachman, Amrulei v'ha amar mar ein ona l'karkalos, but there is no ona to karkalos, which means ona is overpricing or underpricing. There's no ona because there's no market value to properties for there to be ona. So responds Rav Nachman back, Hani milei dehecha detoy ba'al habayis. That's only when the ba'al habayis is doing the sale. So from him, there's no ona with it, respect to him. Aval tosh shliach. The shliach was told to sell for $1 million and he sells it for $900,000. Amrlei, the ba'al habayis is going to say to the shliach, Letikuni shadardicha of lo lavisi. I sent you off as my agent to represent me, but not to cause me any loss. I didn't have you represent me to have $100,000 less than what I wanted. So there, it can't be a good sale. So it's not an issue of ona the karkalos. You're right, there's no ona the karkalos.
The reason why he sells it himself.
Exactly. Even if the guy sells it through a shliach, it's not batal because of ona, it's batal because it's not my shliach, it's not representing me anymore. But in a chanami, it wouldn't be an issue of ona. It would not be a good sale for other reasons, as he's divorced from being my shliach.
Why can't he say the same thing if he sells it to multiple people?
Because there's no actual loss. It's just a tircha.
Yeah, but you didn't do what I said. Yeah, I sent you to do a good thing for me, and instead
I think that what when they say it seems that it's derech lashon bnei adam to say sell it to a person. In the case he says tell them to one and not to two, then it's battle. But when he says just sell it to one, it's derech. It's derech. Just sell it to a guy. Yeah, meaning that just sell it.
Right, I guess so. He didn't, but here when he says sell for this price, and he doesn't sell for that price, he's not representing me properly. Now, even though there's no ona, and seemingly there's not a loss of money either because there's no value to ever lose, but still, I ask to do one thing and he's doing something different. Okay. Now, there's a discussion about ona. Okay, I'm just looking back here for a second. Interesting. I should look back. There's interesting things here. Okay, but oh no, the kakos. Okay, there's a discussion. I'm not seeing it back here necessarily, but there is a machlokes for sure. I think it's a ritva, and the ritva has a couple opinions. I think in Bava Metzia maybe. That do we say ainon l'karkalos at all? Is that, let's say they, you know, you spend $10 million on property that's only really worth $1 million. Is there ever any limit? Some say there's never any limit. The pricing of property could be whatever the person sells it for and buys it for, and others have a limit. I think the ritva says 1,000 times or so.
That's like no limit.
Yeah, I think, but I could be wrong. I'm trying to look back here. I'm not seeing it. I'm pretty sure there's a ritual here.
Where is it? works on yours?
Mm.
Has the same frequency.
Okay, fine. Let's keep going. The Gemara now says, "Uminat Tema, the shiny ben shliach lebalabais." From where do we know? What's the source that there's a difference when the balabais sells the property for a different market value, a different price than the market value, or the shliach does? The Mishnah tells us that Haomer l'shlucha l'gai says to his shliach tevatarim, "Go ahead and take truma from my property. I'm not going to be around. Please do me a favor and take truma. Take 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th." He doesn't say which one. The different amounts. Midiraisa, chuma, you have a whole pile of tevel. Midiraisa, all you need to do is take one piece of wheat and give it to the kohen. That's enough. That exempts the rest of the, removes tevel. As opposed to maisa rishon, which goes to Levi, that's the next step, you need actually a tenth. But chuma, all you need is one little piece of chita, and that's enough to remove the chiv of chuma. What? The Rabbanan, we say 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. 1/40th is a ayin yafe, that's a lot. 1/50th is a benis, and 1/60th is considered ayin ra, person who's stingy. So that's the different midirabbanan. So the halacha is a haomer. The Mishnah says haomer l'shlucha tevet tarim. He says to shliach, go ahead and take chuma from my property. Tarim kedas baal bayis. He's supposed to take chuma according to das baal bayis. What does that mean? The baal bayis didn't tell him what to do. So Rashi explains, Tarim Kedas Baal HaBayis, Kifi Mashehu Makirbo. The Shliach, clearly the Baal HaBayis trusts the Shliach. So Shliach knows the Baal HaBayis, so whatever the Baal HaBayis is used to giving, that's what the Shliach should do. Im Ayin Yofi, Echem Erboim, Im Ayin Ra, Echem Shishim, like we just said. If he's a stingy guy, take 1/60th. If he's a guy who's very giving, you could do 1/40th. Vimeni Odeya Daita Shel Baal HaBayis. Let's say the Shliach doesn't really know what the Baal HaBayis normally does. So then, Torah Bebenus, he should take a safe route, take the middle approach, and Echa Michamishim should give 1/50th. Let's say Piches Esar, let's say he goes down a 10, he goes to a rather 1/40th, he takes more than he's supposed to, or he's Hosif Asara, or he, made the other way around, he takes less or takes more, and he goes up to 1/50th or 1/40th or 1/60th, he changes from the middle. So then the halacha is, Chumasa Chuma. It's still a good Chuma because the Baal HaBayis never gave him exact orders and he didn't know either what the Baal HaBayis typically did. So you're safe. As long as you're within the range of 1/40th to 1/60th, you're good. Vilu Gavi Baal HaBayis. However, when it comes to the Baal HaBayis himself, Tanya, the Braisa teaches us that Tarim V'ala B'yado Afil Echon Me'esim Chumasa Chuma. If he takes Chuma and he ends up taking 1/20th, which is obviously a lot more than he needs to, then it's a good truma. So when it comes to about the shliach, the only wiggle room he has is between 1/40th and 1/60th, very limited. Baal HaBayis could do as much as he wants. He could do up until 1/20th. So we see from here that the Baal HaBayis could do whatever he wants. The shliach cannot do whatever he wants. So too, by the case of the sale, the shliach underprices the value. He's not representing him. It's not a good sale. But if the Baal HaBayis decides to sell it for much less than it's worth, then it is a good sale. The Gemara now brings another raya, a tashma here, regarding this whole discussion of selling less than what the shliach was supposed to be selling. So Toshma, the final braisa before we get to this next Mishnah, Toshma, Ha'isa k'suvasa arba me'ozuz, if the k'suvah was worth 400, and machor lezeh b'mana, l'achon shah b'mana, v'dinar b'mana, so that same case of the k'suvah. She sells the first property for 100, the second property for another 100, and the third property for another 100, and the final property of 101, she sells for 100, she underprices it and sells more than she's supposed to. Shel achron batel, the last one is batel v'shel kulan machron kaim, the first three are good. So we see from here that the first three sales are good sales, even though she was supposed to sell a unit of 400, by selling 100, 100, 100, it's still a good sale. The fourth one's only a batel because of other reasons. So Amar of Sheshi Breder of Idi Bukidni, like we said before, I'm not sure why we saw this already before.
Right,
we're trying to prove a different point here. Oh, I'm sorry. We're trying to prove from here the case of to one, not to two. That's what we're probably trying to prove here. Okay, I'm sorry. We're trying to prove the question of one, not to two. A person says, lechet stam, and doesn't specify, doesn't exclude two people. What's halacha? So you see from here, this case, I guess we're assuming that really it's almost as if he'd said to one, but doesn't specify not to two. So you see, you are allowed to sell to multiple people. The wife says, oh, here's a case where you couldn't sell to one person because the fields are dispersed throughout the country. You have to sell to different people and different neighbors. So for that reason, we allow you to sell to multiple people. But in a regular case where the one land that was all in one place, then you would have to perhaps sell to one person, even though he never specified not to two. So the Gemara doesn't really have a conclusion here.
Right, so it's just it's not clear.
Right.
It says ulam bederech klal adam makpit al ribuy shtarot kshemegale dato al kach ve'im ken kshehu omer le'adam echad ulei be'emet kavanato ve'lo le'shlaim. So it sounds like we said before, yet maybe.
Okay. Should we do this mission?
Ach be'emet alacha hi she'ashaliach yachol limkor afilu le'shnayim ve'afilu le'mea. That's alacha, it seems.
Oh, that's alacha, okay. It makes sense because Rav Chisra Abba said that way, and also Rav Nachman also agreed to that. Okay, let's do this mission. Why not?
I think we can do the mission and
oh, there's more here?
Tomorrow.
Okay, the Mishnah says, "Shum hadayanim, if the dayanim were to assess a property, shepichsus shusos or hosifushus, they undervalued it more than a sixth or overpriced it above a sixth. So machur batal, the sale is no good." So talking about a situation where, let's say, the bank is owed money, and the bank has a lien on the property, and the people they foreclosed. The bank doesn't care to hold on to the land. They want the money, so they send it out to auction, and they price it. So the basin gives a certain price to it. So if they underprice it or overprice it, it's not a good sale. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Machon Kaim, no, it is a good sale. Imkein makoch basin yafe, because if you're telling us that it's not a good sale, so what good is Bezin? You're telling me Bezin's limited. Bezin made that decision, so now you're starting to limit their abilities to do things. Whatever Bezin does, Bezin does. Aval imasa agudas bikaris b'neim igaris bikaris b'neim. If they have this letter, what does it mean? Igaris bikaris. Rashi explains igaris bikaris is hachrazav lashim bikaris shemevakunos b'nei adam idei hachrazav. People come to visit where you make an announcement. There's an auction. There's an auction actually. I think today the house down the block in Mayfield.
Oh yeah.
There's a house that's been on the sale for a few years now. No one's. It's a new construction, so they're auctioning off. In
the one here, probably.
Yeah. On Mayfield and Woodmere Boulevard.
That's the corner one?
The Stucco.
Yeah,
there's an auction someone told me in LaGuardia Airport. I'm not sure. I thought
the owner of the bank?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know why LaGuardia. I thought it always takes place like, I don't know. Actually, I've never. I don't know. So they're having an auction. So if there was a Igeris Bikaris, which is an auction, they make an announcement May 11th. What's today's date? There's going to be an auction. So Afil Macho Shavim Mana B'Masayim. Oh, shava masayim b'mana machu kaim. Even if you sell at 100 for 200 or 200 for 100, it's good property. And the reason probably being is because everyone who wants to come by goes ahead and buys it. So whatever price it gets sold at, that tells us what the market value is. As opposed to making a private sale, you may have gypped the people, the bank, what they should have been getting, or you maybe cheated the guy who's buying it. But once it's a public discussion, so whatever the market value is, that's what it's going to go for.
Right, it says, "Kevan shebeit din the freezer al hamechir al hamechira u machru b'mechir ha gavo biyatir sheyachol leasig ein lirot et."